Well, we have in the studio right now with us from the Independence Lions Club, we have Andy Taylor. Good morning, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Kyle. Thank you very much.
So, Andy, you got a great thing going on this weekend with the Independence Lions Club. You guys are having a bean feed.
Ham and bean feed. And I tell you what, there is nothing better for the stomach and for your palate than on a cold fall day to have a nice heaping bowl of homemade ham and beans. And cornbread and all the stuff that goes with it.
That and sounds delicious.
That's exactly what our Lions Club is known for. Most organizations, be it the Lions or Rotary or Kiwanis or anything like that, has a specialty food product that they make every year as a fundraiser. It might be a chili feed or a chicken and noodles. And the Lions Club of Independence, it's ham and beans. And we've gotten pretty good at making it. And that's tomorrow from 11 to 2:30 at the Wesley Chapel at the Independence Methodist Church. And come on down. Have a great bowl of ham and beans, cornbread, vegetable sticks, carrot, celery, and drinks, coffee, tea, water. And then we have this year, we've had a lot of people bring us homemade pies. Now, that's extra beyond the ticket price.
Right.
You want a pie, you got to pay a little bit more for that. But what a great way to have a Saturday noon meal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ham and beans and maybe a slab of warm cornbread with a tab of butter on top of it, and maybe a piece of cherry pie or pumpkin pie or apple pie.
You're making me hungry, man.
I tell you what, that's what it's all about. So the tickets are $7 for adults, $4 for kids 12 and under. And what we're doing new this year that we're excited about is we've partnered with Independence Community College. And if people come to the ham and bean feed and pay the full admission, and if they want to go to the ICC Highland game, football game at 1 o'clock at Schultz Stadium in Independence, we'll pay for that. You're going to get a free ticket to that football game.
That's awesome.
It is. So you're actually saving money because I think a ticket to the football game is like $6 or $8. I can't remember. But $7 for the meal, you get a free ticket to the football game after that. So
you're getting a meal and football for only $7.
$7, which is a good deal.
And if you're bringing your kids, only $4.
Exactly. So it's going to be a great event. I know ICC would love to have people in the stands also because it's their last home game of the year.
Right.
ICC is doing pretty good right now. I think they're 5-3 or 6-3. I can't remember.
Somewhere around there, and they've won their last three games.
And they're doing pretty good. They would love to have a good home crowd on a Saturday afternoon. It should be a beautiful day. I think the weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies and about like something in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, around 55. So it's perfect football
weather. Perfect football
weather. And plus, with the sun being out, it won't feel as cold.
No, it won't be. It still has that good chill in the air. And I can tell you, last week I was at the stadium for the Neowalla Band Festival, and those trees at that time are just starting to turn.
Right.
They're in Riverside Park. So it's just a glorious day to just spend it enjoying your community, helping out the Lions Club, and going to a football game as well.
And it's a high level of football that you're seeing. And you're getting it free, but, I mean, you're getting a meal and football for $7. You can't get that deal anywhere else.
You can't get that anywhere. But to go to the game, you got to come eat ham and beans first with us.
But, hey, that's not a bad thing at all.
Not a bad thing. Hey, let me tell you real quick. We usually do this ham and bean feed in the spring. This year, we did it in the fall. Just to be perfectly honest, we're in dire need of money for our organization right now. We go through this tumult all the time of membership issues, and just we need money right now to help our program keep going. And it's an amazing organization. I got involved with it about 3 years ago because of some of the platforms that they believe in. And one of them is vision improvement. Lions clubs across the world, and that's no joke, across the world are known primarily for vision improvement. That's why we recycle old eyeglasses. You see our boxes throughout the towns. And by the way, bring your eyeglasses tomorrow, too. We have a recycling box there at the Ham and Bean Feed.
Right.
And we provide vision screenings in Independence, for example, to every kindergarten student that comes into the schools there. And the district there does not provide that. We do. So we can. We're not optometrists. We're not doctors. We just do screenings. And if there's any type of anomaly that we notice through our equipment, we'll refer them to an optometrist. And they can take it from there. And we have funds that we've set aside and through some estate planning that we help provide optometric exams and eyewear to those who cannot afford it. And that's one of the great things I noticed. Let me tell you this quick anecdote. Several years ago, there was actually a student at ICC who came from, I believe it was Turkmenistan, It's one of those old Soviet states that I can't even identify in a map or pronounce it correctly, I'm sure. And he would have been adopted by a local family in town through their CP2 program that puts families and students together, mainly international students. This family noticed that this Turkmenistan student, when he was reading, had his book or whatever he was reading up against his, almost to his face, within just a few inches. He could not read it. And they asked him, do you have a vision problem? I mean, you're obviously reading it very close to your eyes. He says, I don't know. I've never had an optometric exam. We don't have optometrists in Turkmenistan like you do here in the United States. So they got in touch with us. We helped pay for his optometric exam. He needed glasses, obviously. And within 6 months, it improved his vision and his trajectory at ICC that he graduated early, got a full ride scholarship to Brandeis University in Boston.
Wow.
And last we knew, he was getting his doctorate degree.
That's incredible.
All because, I mean, not solely because, but partly because the Lions Club was there to help provide those funds to give him an eye exam, to give him glasses so he could read.
Right.
We take our vision for granted. And just pause for a second and think, if you didn't have glasses, Kyle, you wear glasses, I wear glasses, if we didn't have them on.
Oh, it's horrible.
Our day,
it's the worst thing in the world.
We would be totally impaired in every single thing we would do.
I couldn't do my job. I mean, because I have to read this program log and make sure I'm, you know, starting on time on everything. And I do like this, and it's just a blur.
Everything
is just blurry, and it's horrible to even try to read.
Right. We've also helped people who you would call them homeless, transient, down on their luck people. We do by giving them a chance to see. And we've had people come to our club meetings and say, I was in the homeless shelter in Independence. I had glasses as a kid. They broke in a basketball game or something. My parents couldn't afford it. I had been without glasses for 5 or 6 years. I couldn't even get a driver's license.
Wow.
But because you helped me out, I got a driver's license. I got a job. I'm back on my feet. Just for simple eyeglasses.
Right.
So that's why we do things. It's almost a spiritual experience. I mean, how more biblical can you get than making the blind to see?
Right.
And that's what Lions Clubs across the world help do. And that's what these funds from things like Ham and Bean Feeds help provide, those funds to help people who need those eye exams. And that's just one platform. We also, at Independence, we take care of Riverside Park's Kiddyland, which is the playground area. And we love that place. It is the most identifiable place in Independence.
Yeah, I took my kids out there for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and they absolutely loved it. So,
I mean, I guarantee you that most everybody in this town or in this county has photo albums of their kids or grandkids playing at Kiddyland and jumping around the old shoe or the pumpkin, the great big pumpkin there, or the castle or the teepees that are there, the old fort. And we manage that area. There are over 50 above-ground structures that we maintain at Kiddyland. And we have volunteers that go out every year and paint them. We mow around them. We weed eat. In fact, in 2 weeks, we're putting up a handicap-accessible swing, which is an upgrade from an earlier chair that we had purchased that didn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making the Kiddyland more accessible to those who are immobilized, which we're excited about that. And in general, Kiddyland and Riverside Park in general is just a great asset to this area. It brings people together, and people tune out the world for just a few moments.
Right.
And just enjoy that park.
And enjoy watching your kids play.
Yes.
There's nothing more exciting and more peaceful than watching your kids have a good time. And it just kind of fills you up, you know?
It really does. And it's just a great place. Take lots of pictures when you're out there. Because the zoo is free. I mean, how many places in the world can you go see a zoo for free?
Free, yeah.
Go to a park like that where it has the Monkey Island and the Swan Lake and all those great little structures out there for free. And it's because of groups like the Lions Club that stands up, says, we'll take that on as our service project, provide the mowing, provide the cleaning, the paint, to make sure that people have a great place to go to. It is such an asset that this past year, the City of Independence declared that Riverside Park is a key strategy for all their development and planning. So in the future, when the city plans something, whether it's economic development driven or whatever, Riverside Park and Kiddyland are a part of that process. So we're right in the middle of it. We have we're always out there helping do the good stuff. We have a saying in our club, may we never grow tired of doing good.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're doing. So the long and short of it is, this is why we need people to come to the Ham and Bean Feed. We need some money in our organization to help keep these great programs moving. And we're excited about that.
And plus, you get some tasty food because, like you said, ham, beans, and cornbread on a cold day. There's nothing better.
I am one of the few people in the world who loves when the cold weather hits. And it has hit because it just makes the whole the food sensations even better. Chili, soups, noodles.
Hot chocolate, I will not drink in the summer, but it's definitely something I will drink in the winter, though.
Yes, so all those, every day is like a new cuisine sensation that hits you. Like, oh, I want some chili, or I want some jambalaya soup.
Now I'm hungry.
Exactly. So tomorrow, 11 to 2:30 at the Wesley Chapel at the Independence Methodist Church, $7 for adults, $4 for kids 12 and under. Bring your eyeglasses. If you have some to recycle, we'll gladly take them at that location. If you want to go to the football game, just tell us and we'll give you a free ticket for that. And just come out and enjoy some fellowship and some great food.
Absolutely. Andy Taylor from the Independence Lions Club. Andy, I thank you very much for coming on today. It's great to have you in, and hopefully we'll have you in again soon.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle.
All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.